Speaking at the Tabor Press Media Forum in Khartoum over the weekend, Sudanese and South Sudanese activists said the two countries have not resolved several political and economic differences since South Sudan seceded from Sudan in 2011. The activists say immediately after South Sudan declared its independence, the two countries behave as enemies rather than old friends, something which led to the emergence of several armed rebel groups in both countries. Speaking during the forum, South Sudanese political activist Farouk Gatkwoth said the administration of the ousted Sudanese president Omar al-Bashir did not show much interest helping South Sudan stand on its own feet after independence, which led to the creation of more problems in forming the new country.
In the first place, the Sudanese government was supposed to divide movable and immovable assets between the two countries. This is a worldwide practice. Why? Because all of us contributed in building the whole Sudan since the beginning up to the separation time. I have a right in Sudan before the separation, but they were only interested in oil.
Gatkwoth says now the two Sudans have what he calls a suitable environment to strengthen cooperation in several fields, which he says will benefit both nations. Speaking to this program on the sidelines of the forum, Sudanese journalist Iman Kamaluddin says South Sudan and Sudan need to integrate politically and economically. Kamaluddin says, since leaders of the two countries are now keen on improving each other's stability, they should strengthen their cooperation for a better future of the Sudan and South Sudan.
If the two countries focus currently on economic cooperation, they will gain a lot of economic benefits. It will contribute positively in achieving lasting peace between the two nations. If you look at the already integration among communities along the borders, that is already something the government could build on for a better future.
Last week, Sudanese and South Sudanese security and defense officials signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen security cooperation aimed at securing the country's shared border to streamline the movement of people and goods between the two nations. Rebecca John, the cultural attaché at South Sudan's embassy in Khartoum, says the long period of war in both Sudan and South Sudan devastated the economies of both countries and forced thousands of young people to leave their homeland and embark on the difficult journey to Europe or other foreign destinations. John says, even if peace is achieved, there is still a need to convince the youth to stay home and make them love their country.
Let us cultivate patriotism in our kids. Let us teach them about positivity in our countries and in our leaders. We have a lot of positive sides to stay in our countries than going to foreign countries. Now that we have achieved peace, our youth should no longer go to Europe. Who is going to implement our social peace?
South Sudan's Deputy Finance Minister Agok Makur admits the economies of both countries are now on the verge of collapse because South Sudan and Sudan have spent too much money funding wars. Speaking at the same event, Makur says now that peace is prevailing in both countries, South Sudan and Sudan should improve their economic cooperation.
Now our South Sudanese pounds have fallen against the hard currency, and it is the same situation here in Sudan. What are the causes of this economic inflation? It is because the two countries have been experiencing the economic and political battles. We are unable to strengthen our local currencies, and if our currencies continue to fall against the hard currency, we will continue to face more challenges.
Participants at the forum welcomed the Juba peace deal between the Sudanese transitional government and the armed groups and called on the Sudanese and South Sudanese holdout groups to quickly join the peace process and engage in serious political dialogue to help bring about lasting peace and stability in both countries. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.